This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Trinity Theatre, the vibrant cultural hub that stands proudly in the heart of Tunbridge Wells, is no stranger to change. Thanks to some passionate local protesters, the former church narrowly avoided demolition in the 1970s and was transformed from the spiritual to the cultural heart of the town. Trinity has survived funding challenges and the recent pandemic to celebrate its 40th anniversary this year. And having secured National Lottery Heritage funding, the arts venue is having a birthday makeover. A key part of the redevelopment has been the conversion of the iconic clock tower into an engaging heritage space. The task of creating access through the historic clock tower to the roof-level viewing platform fell to local architect firm Kaner Ouellette. Architect Michael Kaner explained why the clock tower was chosen as the focal point for renovation of the Decimus Burton-designed building.
The clock tower was obviously the main entrance originally underneath the clock tower, and everybody loves going up a tower. One of the interesting things of Trinity Theatre is actually it's part of a wider element of all the other buildings that Decimus Burton built at around the same time with the Calverley Estate, etc. So that's where the tower was able to give a whole new side to the heritage of Tunbridge Wells, really.
So did the architects feel the weight of responsibility and history when altering a building designed by the renowned Decimus Burton?
Absolutely, and there are elements that are quite bold to actually break through into the clock tower needed large holes opening. There was no other way you could do it. So, you know, we've worked very closely with conservation architect Stuart Page, with the local authority, the conservation officers, and do it one step at a time so that you weigh up what's significant about Trinity and you're not losing any of that, but accepting that there is some harm to the building.
Fellow architect Toko Andrews shared Michael's desire to respect the building's history and integrity whilst breathing new life into the space.
I think we've definitely felt the weight of responsibility. And in terms of striking the balance, we have been very, very careful not to put brand new elements in where it's not necessary. So where we can, we've tried to retain and keep all the original elements, all the original floorboards. We're using bricks. We're reusing cast iron floor panels as part of the balustrades. So we're trying to integrate this respectfully into the old building. But at the same time, we want this to almost contrast. So we don't want it to mimic what's there, but also to be respectful of what's there as well.
If striking the balance between old and new wasn't enough of a challenge, the project also threw up a few logistical issues for the design team to contend with.
So logistically, it is a very difficult project. So a clock tower is not a big space. So fitting in steels has been a very tricky task. So luckily, we've got a very capable capable design team and contractor on board. So figuring out how to install these steels, cutting them in particular ways so that they can be lifted in without heavy machinery has been a real challenge.
Having previously designed the community hub at Grosvenor and Hilbert Park, the Kaner Ouellette team are well aware of the challenges and rewards of heritage projects.
I've always loved history and the heritage. I think that adds such a layer of interest. It tells stories. Bringing that to people's attention is probably one of the real benefits of working with heritage projects. And I live locally, so I love being able to see them, you know, grow and be used.
So if you missed a preview of the renovated clock tower during the Heritage Open Days, go to the Trinity Theatre website for all the latest in this much-loved building's continued evolution. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.